might well ask, why are we going into the Merigold Doctor Who theme when we haven't scheduled our regular Graham Harper piece to come up? We haven't got Alan Stevens lined up. We haven't actually sort of focused on any of the team from past Who episodes to work through. Sylvester McCoy, Colin Baker, and so on and so forth. Why do you think we've just decided to fling in that Doctor Who theme, Jericho?
Because we've got a great man coming on to tell us his...
We have a great Scottish man, you know, let's be precise here, who's actually a key Doctor Who fan, aye? Mr. McCann, Kevin McCann. Are you indeed there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Excellent, this is great. And obviously you're based in Bedlington, sorting through a whole range of other bits and pieces there. Now, we have on our record list here details that effectively state you are a key Doctor Who fan. Kenny McCann, of course, a key fan of all. So just share with us, how big is the collection?
Well, I must have about over 200 magazines, I have about 100 comics, I have over 100 figures, and I also have various Daleks in different sizes as well. I also have a very nice piece on the late Roger Delgado, standing next to an author, and I've been at Doctor Who for quite some time now.
Which is wonderful. In case you're wondering, Jericho, Roger Delgado portrayed the Master in his first incarnation, and an Auton was one of the nesting consciousness control beings made of plastic because they were looking after controlling the Earth. Something I'm sure you will have encountered regularly playing for Fishburne Park.
Yep, that's right.
Kenny, you're also saying you've got tattoos as well?
Yes, I have, from William Hartnell to David Tennant. And I'm hoping to get Matt Smith pretty soon, but everyone seems to say to me, oh, now where are you going to put his face, because his face is quite big.
I can understand why that could be a fascinating question to actually work through.
I also have the classic logo sign as well.
Sorry, the classic which sign?
Classic sign of Doctor Who from the 70s on Tom Baker either.
I
have that as the triangle, you know, and the Doctor Who in the middle. I've had that as well. But that took about 2 years so far, but I haven't done anything since then.
So why, I mean, obviously body art has got its own sort of following. There's a whole range of folk there. What actually sort of drove you? Because I can understand the sort of collection and the sort of notions of that. But why actually go into tattoos as well?
It's just to be proud of it, because a lot of Whovians actually closed themselves in the closet, as you could see, in the late 80s after McCoy had finished his last story. And people were just like, oh, that's it, I'll move on with my life, you know. And then when it all came back in 2005, well, I bought a magazine the previous year, and I thought, something's telling me to do this. And I bought the magazine, all of a sudden, boom, it's all back. There's money involved, there's special effects that should have been done then, years ago, but the BBC just didn't really care, you know.
We've spoken at length, and as I've worked with Graham since the 1980s, from the days when he was doing his directorial work with District Nurse, long before, in fact, even before that, when he was actually doing various other bits and pieces with John Nathan Turner, a good friend, of course, John, looking down from Heaven FM, and looking at a whole variety of other bits and pieces there. What was it specifically? Because, I mean, I suspect, if it's not too sort of traumatic a question, how old are you at present, Kenny?
Well, I'm actually 43 this year, and I've been in Doctor Who for 38 years of my life.
Okay, so it's obviously had an impact on you.
Definitely.
We've spoken at length to, obviously, Star Trek fans, Battlestar Galactica fans, you know, the whole range. What is it in particular about Who that kind of appeals to yourself, or has appealed and actually has that resonance, which you could probably only say, Jericho, was akin to following Leeds United, although I don't think you've got any Leeds United tattoos.
I'm not a football fan myself. Never have been. But Doctor Who has many things in it. You know, I mean, the thing is, you've got the Doctor. He's travelling around in this unusual spacecraft, as you could say, you know, and, like, it's stuck. And it's like, you want it to change, but you don't want to. It's like, I mean, it takes me 3 months to watch the entire show from 63 to now what I have and what's available. And it takes 3 months' watch. But the thing is, the last three stories, I'm up to Revenge of the Cyberman now. And the thing about that is, the last three stories have been no TARDIS, because it's like this story they didn't want to have it involved-ish. But the Doctor had to travel around with his companions. And I'm thinking, where's the TARDIS? You know what I mean? But the thing about the show is, it's just interesting. And plus, it just covers history as well, you know?
For the first time this year, since the 1980s and Longleat, of course, the BBC are hosting their very own Doctor Who convention. Will you be attending?
I won't be, because I'm one of many fans out there that think it's a ridiculous price to pay. I'm sorry, but it's just...
It's only £200 or £300, surely?
Yeah, that's far too much money.
Okay, I mean, it's a fair point. Did you manage to see the Doctor Who exhibition that closes at Olympia, of course?
Yeah, I saw it down in Newcastle about over a year ago.
Right,
And it was really interesting to see the bits and pieces they had.
Yeah.
But I go to a convention every year as well. That's another part of the state
now,
of things.
I mean, clearly, in terms of conventions, there are heaps of them around. We work very closely with Derek Handley. Mm. We've covered Dimensions on Time. Sadly, we didn't get there this last November. We have been to previous ones.
I was interviewed by Toby Haddocky.
Yes, Doctor Who.
He's my scarf.
Moths ate my Doctor Who scarf.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I've not had a chance to sit down and be part of the audience to actually see him doing his thing, but I imagine it would be quite funny. I mean, he interviewed me last year at the Dimensions, you know, and it was just covering my tattoos, and then all of a sudden this guy's walking past. I've seen his face before, and he's got a Davros tattoo, and I'm like, oh my god, and then we start get talking.
I mean, it's again fascinating. Jericho, questions for yourself.
How many tattoos did you say that you had of Doctor Who?
11 in total. That's including the classic symbol, you know, but I will be getting more as we speak. I put a target on it. When I'm 50, that's when I stop.
So how much does all that come to in total?
Well, the thing is, I'm quite lucky. The chap that had done it was because he said, listen, if it's an ongoing basis, I'll do it quite cheap. £80 a face. Now, normally you're talking £200 to £300 for a portrait.
Mm.
That's quite a lot of money. But I've been giving money from my parents, friends, just to help me out and get them, you know?
Well, I suppose it's an interesting way of body art in its full sense. Yeah. Dean Wilkinson, good friend of ours, of course, key Doctor Who aficionado, creator of SMTV and Chums Rant and Deck, had a fairly controversial statement, still sticks by this, of course, even with his authorship of the Big Book of Children's Television, etc., that he believes quite categorically that Doctor Who should be English, he should be male, and the days of certainly Sylvester McCoy, even to a certain extent, the hyperactivity of David Tennant, albeit David obviously put on an English accent whilst playing the Doctor, and even, dare I say it, Karen Gillan, what's not to love with respect to the fabulous Amy Pond, should really not necessarily be part of what is essentially an English series. Kenny, your thoughts on this?
Well, me, I have been thinking, and I've actually been speaking to a lot of Whovians, as obviously I'm one myself. I'd be happy for the sex to change and also the colour to change. I don't care, as long as the person can play the part.
So the days of comic relief when, in fact, Joanna Lumley had a sort of slight incarnation, you'd say that was fine as well.
That was a fantastic sketch, and it's one of my favourite of all time.
Now, somebody actually mentioned that you were thinking of actually selling this Doctor Who collection.
Well, the reason for actually selling is because I've got far too much, and I need the room, you know, and it's sad.
But surely it's dimensionally transcendental. Room doesn't come into it.
It's all right, though, if he sells it, makes some money and get more tattoos.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm trying to fund that, because my whole idea is from my neck downwards, not my actual neck, but from my torso all the way down, I will be covered.
It's like David Beckham, but with Doctor Who, as opposed to Brooklyn and company,
etc. I think you should shout it out and be proud. It's like saying, look, I'm not in the closet anymore. I never will be. I'm proud of that show. There is so much compassion for it. It's unbelievable.
So you would have no truck with the naysayers that were saying that since Stephen Moffat got his Scottish hands on the whole programme, it's become far too complex, too complex in all sorts of ways, and it'd be best to actually just go to Sherlock Holmes instead.
Well, I think I would probably say so, because I loved Russell T. Davis. He was the man. He did bring it back, and he got us all to believe that he could be trusted to do it. But Stephen Moffat, yes, he's good, but you've got a bit of Tim Burton chucked in there. It's like, nah, you know. And I think that Matt Smith himself is trying a bit too hard. But I love the guy. But I want someone to come along soon as, you know.
And clearly, you know, Doctor Who Monthly continues in its own sort of wonderful way. I remember Happy Days of Alan McKenzie and company working with that, and clearly Clayton Hickman moved on. Currently have new editors. So, I mean, I think the future of Who is probably long established and will continue ever onwards. Kenny, it's been wonderful sharing some thoughts with yourself today. I gather from, again, one of our producers, you may well be putting in an appearance at this March the 31st gig that we're doing for biggest collection of Doctor Who scarves and or Doctor Who characters at the Scarborough Military Adventure Park. If you've heard about that, I presume.
I've heard about it, but I've actually said to the lady that I can't really make it because I don't have any transport, and I'm actually disabled myself.
Right.
So it's pretty tricky to bring all the stuff on my back.
I would have thought so. Well, in which case, I'm sure...
I've got an advert in the paper, but I don't know if I can mention the name or not.
Yeah, go for it, absolutely.
It's in the Ad Trader, and I've had no callers, the prices are reasonable, I just want to make a little bit small profit, and, as I say, fund my tattoos, because I'm so happy being a Doctor Who fan.
That's fantastic.
And it's been a very pleasure this morning talking to you, sir.
Well, likewise, Kenny. Keep on celebrating the joy. You see, I can't really say live long and prosper, because it's the wrong series.
I just say one last thing. Towards Doctor Who, what I always say to people is, it's like Marmite. You either hate it or you love it.
Well, there you go. Personally, I prefer fish fingers and custard. But there we are. Kenny, we salute you. Take care now.
Yeah, cheers.